I didn't have this one in here. I may have it, but I'm going to just flip over here because it's right next door. Yep. I got it in the scripture. Got it here. Philippians 2. Let's just read that now. Philippians 2:5. I'll come back to Hebrews in a minute. Let me see where I got that in. I know I got it in here. Yep. Let me read that now. Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you. It's King James. Let this mind be in you, which also is in who? Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. See, he knew he was like God, form of God, but he didn't think it robbery to be equal with God. He didn't dwell on that. He knew his purpose for coming in this earth. Hello. But made himself a what? He didn't even come to establish a reputation. He came here solely to do the will of the Father. He could have done that because, you know, he didn't come here to talk about himself, trying to establish himself. He came here to bring the will of God to us. So you can say it like this. When we look at Jesus, we see the will of God in action. He didn't talk about himself. He talked about what the Father. He said, I do nothing apart from the Father. Everything he says for me to do, that's what I do. That's what I did. Hello, somebody. So, he didn't come here to make a reputation. He came here to fulfill God's will and carry it out. And so he did. Made himself no reputation. Look what he did. And took upon him what? See, he was sitting at the right hand of God, equal with God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. But he took upon him the form of a servant. What did he do? Other words, he took upon him a body like yours and mine. Breathe air, blood run through his vein, walked and talked with other people, ate, slept, and did all the other things that you do. And go to the kitchen, he went to the bathroom, he did it all. That's what he took upon him. The body of a servant. And were made how? Were made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, what did he do? He didn't rise up, he humbled himself. So whatever you say, Father. You could see his humility in the Garden of Gethsemane. Not my will. He said, if it's your will, let the cup pass from me. Nevertheless, if that's not what you want, I'll drink it. Isn't that right? He humbled himself. He knew what kind of suffering he was going through. He knew what kind of pain that would be inflicted on him. He knew all of that. But he said, nevertheless, I'm going to take this. Why did he take all this pain? To free you, to free me. From every kind of pain, every kind of sickness, every kind of spiritual death, every kind of weakness, every kind, all in poverty. See, stuff we go through, we need to rise up and say, I'm not taking this. I'm stopping you. You don't need to be reliving over rundown shanty. You don't need to be driving a car with the door wide with bailing wire. Some of y'all don't even know what that is. You need to find out your God-given rights, your blood-bought rights, your Holy Ghost rights, your redemptive rights, that you've been raised up and you've been made a king and a priest unto God. You need to know that and stop living like beggars, embalmers, slaves, outcasts, nobodies. Don't let no one put that on you. Hallelujah. 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 And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and did what? Became obedient unto death. He became obedient unto death. Even what? The death of the cross. Look what happened when he did that. Wherefore, God also what? Highly exalted him and given him what? A name which is above what? Every name. Keep going. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. And every tongue should what? Every knee should bow of the things in heaven, things in earth, things beneath the earth. And every tongue shall confess. That's the next verse. That what? Jesus Christ is Lord. Now let's flip over to Ephesians chapter 1. Go back there. Ephesians 1:20. I may do 19. Yeah, let's do 19. I need to do it all. Ephesians 1:19. And look what it says. I'm reading this from the Passion, since it's, I got it on my screen. I can turn here in my Bible. Now listen to this. This is why he wants us to become God inside minded, spiritual minded. Be more conscious of who's on the inside of you than that natural mind and the things around you. I'm going to read it from the King James since I have it here. And what did exceed in greatness of his power? God highly exalted him, giving him a name which is above every name. This is in Ephesians, this is in Philippians. That at the name of Jesus, things in heaven, name above everything, things in heaven, things, you notice all three worlds, things in heaven, things in earth, things beneath the earth, all three worlds. So that name have authority over everything that goes on in hell. And then verse 19, I'm going to read both. And this is King James. And what did they see in greatness of his power? To us what who believe. Notice what he said, to and what is the exceeding greatness of his power? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? The Passion says, and pray that you will continue to experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. See, in this realm, only faith can operate in this realm. That's the reason why you ought to develop your faith, grow your faith, practice your faith, use your faith every day. You don't have the breath to breathe, and then every other hour. You use your breath to breathe every day, all day. In this realm, we live by faith all the time. Amen. Hello, somebody. Then your life, listen now, then your life will be an advertisement of this immeasurable power, this immense power as it works through you. See, then people can see this immense power, this power that's uncontainable. Devil, demons, sickness, disease, death and destruction, wars and all kind of stuff can't control you. Put pressure on you, you won't change. You stand your ground. God, you'll see God move and miracles and signs and wonders. Let me give you just a little example. They threatened those three Hebrew boys, didn't they?
Yes, sir.
Didn't they threaten them?
Yes, sir.
told them what severe punishment they were going to put on them. Didn't they do it? What happened? They wouldn't back down. So they threw him in the fire, and God went in the fire with him and said, "You not burning, my boy. Come on. You may heat the heat. You may heat it up 7 times hotter. You can heat up 8 or 20 times you can get it, but you're not burning these tonight. You're not going to burn them." That God that did that, because I heard Oral, that blessed me so, he talked about the fourth man in the fire. Whoo! If you hadn't heard him, you need to see, can you get rich and somebody to send that sermon to you. The fourth man in the fire. That God, what am I saying? That God that went in the fire with those 3 Hebrew boys. You know what he's done? This is why he wants you to become God inside minded. He's inside of you right now.
Yes, sir.
He made his home in you. And see, fear trying to take over. Doubt and unbelief's trying to rule you. But you stand your ground and say, "No, I will not fool with you. I'll not tolerate you. I'll not put up with you. You're not going to have any place in me. My heart is for faith and faith alone. I will not doubt my God." Hallelujah.